Genesis chapter 2, verse 25. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Have you ever read that passage from Genesis 2, verse 25, and thought to yourself, just exactly what does the Bible mean when it states that Adam and Eve were naked and not ashamed? Well, a brief way to define naked and not ashamed is that Adam and Eve existed with each other in complete transparency and tranquility. There was tranquility because there was no sin. And so, between them as man and wife, they existed in peace. No sin fostered peace with God and peace with each other. And as a result of being at peace in their marriage, their peace brought an atmosphere of total transparency, for which it was easy to be transparent with each other because there was no fear of judgment, no fear of abuse, and no fear of abandonment, no fear of judging or criticizing each other, no fear of harming or abusing each other, and no fear of leaving or no fear of abandonment. Yet, as we will see later in their story, sin changed all that. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things concerning marriage. In this episode, we will briefly discuss solutions from Scripture that will help a married couple foster an environment of transparency and tranquility. Why was there an atmosphere between Adam and Eve that included no fear of judgment, no fear of abuse, and no fear of abandonment? The reason is because Adam and Eve did not yet possess a sinful mind, and they lived in an environment free of sin. Accordingly, for modern Christian married couples to foster an environment of complete transparency and tranquility in their relationship, they must first maintain a mindset that disobeys the desires of a sinful mind. Or as the Apostle Paul says, do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Colossians 3, verse 9 to 10. Thus, the key to a more positive relationship with your spouse or even yourself is the rejection of your past negative sinful mindset. Therefore, embrace the mindset that is in alignment with your new life in Christ. Learn to develop a new mindset based upon Scripture and your life in Christ. Or in other words, let Scripture influence you. Let the Word of God dwell in your mind. I will leave you with a good Bible verse to meditate on. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4, verse 8. Lastly, if you have enjoyed this episode, please share it with a loved one. Thanks for listening, and God bless.